These days we are required to observe social distancing. And many of us find that very strange behaviour, and in some ways quite unsettling, quite counterintuitive. How strange when we see someone approaching that we have to step back, that we have to pull away and avoid any close contact. If we think deeply about the reality of social distancing, we can learn something. We can learn something about ourselves, and we can learn something about our relationship with others. Because no matter how much distance there may be between us and others, whether enforced distance between those in close proximity or greater distance between us here and other beings in other parts of the world, however much distance there is between us, the reality is that we're all related to each other, always have been and always will be. And if we reflect on that aspect of social relationship, we can see that it doesn't necessarily depend upon physical proximity, but it is a very real part of our life. We're seeing from the present situation how interdependent, how interrelated we are, how easily something like a virus can spread because of the interrelated world in which we live. But our interrelatedness goes much deeper than that. As Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso says in his book, How to Transform Your Life, we need others for our physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Without others, we are nothing. So sometimes we may feel otherwise, but the truth is, without others, we are nothing. If there are no others, there's no self. And if there's no self, there are no others. Reflecting on this helps us to understand our interrelatedness. Venerable Geshe says, our sense that we are an island, an independent, self-sufficient individual, bears no relation to reality. Often we feel like that. We feel, even though we live amongst others, maybe we feel as if we are surrounded by an ocean of other living beings. Within this ocean, we stand alone as an island, unrelated to them. There's a part of our mind that wants to think like this, and many of our thoughts and feelings and reactions come from this sense of being separated from or independent of those around us. Geshe says, it is closer to the truth to picture ourselves as a cell in the vast body of life, distinct, yet intimately bound up with all living beings. We cannot exist without others, and they in turn are affected by everything we do. The idea that it is possible to secure our own welfare while neglecting that of others, or even at the expense of others, is completely unrealistic. This is so precious, it's so valuable, and it's so true. And the more we reflect on this interrelatedness, this mutual interdependence between all living beings, the more realistic our mind becomes, and we start to live our life in a much more realistic, in a much healthier way. We live our life knowing that everything we have independence upon the kindness of others, and everything we do has an impact on the lives of others. I think to contemplate that analogy is so helpful. I am a cell in the vast body of life. Every cell performs a function. Every cell is important. But in reality, I'm just one cell. There are countless other cells in the body of life.